Hello, you're watching The Top 5 with me, Homa Lesgi. Our first story, Russia is warning the United States and some of its allies against taking one-sided action on Syria.
In line with international law, only the UN Security Council could sanction the use of force against a sovereign state. Any other pretext or method which might be used to justify the use of force against an independent sovereign state is inadmissible and can only be interpreted as an aggression.
President Vladimir Putin noted that Moscow is committed to its contracts to supply the Syrian government with military equipment and services. He suggested that Russia is planning to sell powerful missile systems if any war takes place in Syria without a UN mandate. Putin said, however, that the Kremlin will support a UN resolution only if Damascus is proven guilty of last month's deadly gas attack. He said that even inside the United States, there are experts who believe the evidence presented by the White House against the Syrian government does not look convincing. Tahsin Al-Halabi is a political commentator with me now live from Damascus. Let's get his thoughts. Welcome to the Top 5, sir. Now, as the U.S. Senate is deciding on whether President Obama is going to take action, as France is also deciding on whether it should join the U.S., do you think, however, that this military action is actually going to take place? And if it does, do you think, as Iran has warned, it is actually going to go beyond Syria's borders?
I think, first of all, we should depend on certain factors that would indicate if USA would really insist to make an aggression, an outrageous aggression against Syria, as long as they would do it as USA and not depending on any United Nations resolution. For this reason, one factor is that if Israel would request from USA not to attack Syria because Israel would be afraid of the retaliation of Syria against Israel cities and settlements by launching an attack of rockets, of missiles, of lot of kinds of missiles, as tens of thousands of missiles, as one Israeli expert said, would come and would hit most of the Israeli cities if USA would attack Syria. This is one factor, that it is the connection of Israel with USA to avoid any kind of aggression because Israel would be afraid of the implications afraid of the results of such aggression on Syria.
Second point, Mr. Halabi, just quickly, what about the fact that Obama has said that these strikes are going to be limited and tailored? Do you think that even if they are limited and the U.S. quickly withdraws, that it's still going to have a devastating effect for the region?
Nobody would believe that Obama would be trustful or credible if he would say that it will be limited. It's 2 months, as this committee of the Senate declared, and they would give more 1 month. Within a 3 months period, it's more than a comprehensive war against Syria. For this reason, I think such a credibility would not even convince certain people that they spoke yesterday with Kerry and Hegel and Dempsey, when they said to him, who would guarantee that this would not lead to the expansion of the war and to the to harm the interest of Israel itself and yes. Not to be other participants with Syria. For this reason, I think such declaration of Obama would not lead for any kind of reasonable convincement for those, even the Americans. What about other parties?
Thank you very much, Mr. Tahsin Al-Halabi, political commentator with us there live from Damascus.